Harmony Donut Shop has a recipe for success, the same one that's dropped into the deep fryer for more than 50 years. Dan Hurd remembers the small business at 2945 Lonsdale Avenue in North Vancouver opening in the early 70s, when it was run by its former owner, a man named Walter, he said. When Hurd lived nearby on East 27th a few years later, he used to go to Harmony in the morning before work. Then, after moving to Burnaby for 18 years, he'd still make the crosstown trip for donuts a couple times a month. Now that he's living back in North Vancouver, Hurd visits the shop every week. What keeps him coming back after all these years? The people and the donuts. I mean, this is North Van from way back when, he said. And it's better than honey donuts. Hurd's opinion fits in the same box as more than a third of local North Shore newsreaders, who voted in a recent poll that Harmony makes the best donuts in North Vancouver. But another batch would say dollars to donuts that honey is the higher quality confection, with more than a quarter of readers voting for the rival Deep Cove store, which was famously favorited by Oscar winner Kate Winslet. Compared to its celebrity status rival, Harmony is much less known to the outside world. The quirky Lonsdale shop, brimming with bygone paraphernalia, doesn't have so much as a website. Yet, with such a dedicated local fanbase, clearly it doesn't need one. On the contrary, after news broke of her shop winning the poll, owner Carol Haggerty said she was swamped by a rush of new customers. "We were in a bind, because we only got one machine," she said. "This little, small donut shop all of a sudden became like, oof, we had a lineup all day." Normally, the store has a flow of first-time customers, but much of Haggerty's clientele are regulars. "We do get a lot of regulars on a first-name basis, because it's kind of that kind of store. You get to know other people and they like it," she said. "I make it a point to remember names, which I'm really good at." Haggerty has known some of her customers for more than three decades. But as personable as she is, people wouldn't return to Harmony year after year if the donuts weren't delightful. Same beloved donuts crafted by different hands over the years. Why do so many consider them the best? "I love cake donuts, number one," says longtime regular Hurd, reveling in all the flavor combinations on offer. "They do coconut with white icing. Raspberry, orange, strawberry, whatever, chocolate, different colored sprinkles. I mean, come on," he said. On this particular day, Hurd is taking home a box of plain donuts, because these are for my coffees in the morning. Another big part of the appeal is how little they've changed. "It's basically the same as you did back in the day," he remarks to Haggerty. "I'm sure the recipe is the same. It's gotta be." The donut recipe has remained more or less consistent since Carol Haggerty's husband John Haggerty bought the business in the early 90s. Even less has changed since her husband died around 9 years ago. Before his death, John was the principal operator of the shop. He would handle the donuts while his wife would head the sandwich counter. "We made like three turkeys a week," Haggerty said. Eventually, the business became focused solely on the sweet stuff. After John's sudden passing, his wife decided to continue making the donuts. "And I said, no changes for a year. We won't do any change, nothing rash," she recalled. For nearly a decade since, her careful hands have cooked and decorated each confection, one by one. Uniform, joyful and delicious, Harmony's annular offerings line up in colorful rows along the shop's windows, as they have for as long as any local donut lover cares to remember. "I'm very picky," Haggerty admits. "I am here 6 days a week because I don't like anybody else to make them, because they don't make it the way I make it. You're never ever going to get them all the same. But there's certain things, they've got to be decorated properly," she said. "I never came across any that I like as much as mine. I know it's terrible, but it works, right? So I'm my own worst enemy, because now my kids won't help because I pick on them," Haggerty continued. For a while it was a one-woman show, but now she has help from two trusted staff. Still, Haggerty isn't sure how long Harmony's donut-making days will last. For how long? I don't know. Till I'm sick of it, she said. You're up early every day. I'm here at 5:30 in the morning. Getting up at the crack of dawn is the thing Haggerty says she likes least about running the shop. What does she like most? My favorite thing is meeting all the people. The majority of people, when they come in, they're happy that they're getting something sweet, she said. They're happy, and that makes me happy. Nlaba at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/Nick_Labba.